This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Mix 106.5.
When your best friend runs out of advice.
And your therapist won't return your calls.
And how does that make you feel?
Group therapy with Kramer and Jess.
Yeah, can you hold a infidelity moment over someone's head forever?
Yeah.
Ever and ever and ever is what we're getting into in group therapy today. In case you're new to group therapy, Jess, you want to explain what's up?
So group therapy is your opportunity to come to us and tell us what's going on in your life. Because sometimes when you're going through something, you need an outside perspective. Someone who doesn't know you, doesn't know the people involved. And you talk to us and your neighbors and we help you get you through it.
We have Lillian. We're going to call her Lillian on the voice disguiser. Hi, Lillian.
Hi.
Let's explain your situation. Go right ahead.
I'm engaged. We were supposed to have planned on getting married like late last year, but obviously COVID.
Right.
So we pushed it back and it's still kind of up in the air, you know, maybe later at the end of this year or next year, whenever. But we are starting to plan just like, you know, like the initial stages. And my fiance really wants to like go to Vegas and have a big bachelor party there. The thing is that, so he was married before. They got married really young at like 22 and just, you know, wasn't ready. And so he went out with his friends one night and met a woman and like hooked up with her, and so it was like a one-time thing that turned into, you know, a few months thing. So he ended up cheating on his now ex-wife for a few months, and he, when we started dating, he told me about it, which I really, you know, appreciated it. And it makes me nervous. I did go to talk to my therapist about it. I was like, you know, after he told me when we were dating and stuff, and she said that I just need to talk with him and make, like, tell him that if I'm not comfortable with it, like, I would hope he would hopefully, like, respect that.
Yeah.
So I'm just not, I don't know, I'm not trying to be irrational, but, like, it makes me really nervous knowing that, like, he has cheated in the past, and now he wants to, like, go to Vegas and have, like, a big blowout party with, like, all his friends.
The bachelor party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you trust him?
I do, and, like, we, like, have, he's very honest, and we talk about things, but I trust him, and he has not cheated on me, but, you know, it's just, like, even though it was a long time ago, it's always kind of in the back of my head.
Yeah.
So now it did happen.
I guess, so your question, let me make sure we're straight. So your question basically is like, can you tell your future husband that you don't want him to have a bachelor party because of a mistake he made in the past, yes?
Yes.
Okay, all right. 410-583-1065. It'd be kind of curious to hear from people who have been in a spot like this before, in a relationship with someone who had some infidelist moments, and cheated in the past, if you will.
Yeah.
Jess, thoughts on this? Like, that's a tough spot.
I know.
That's a lot of what ifs to me, you know?
And I understand it's been a long time, and you have to forgive and move forward. Mm-hmm. But I do understand where she's coming from, because I can't say that I wouldn't feel the same way,
If your boyfriend Garage Boy had cheated in the past, would you want him to go
to Vegas and like have a bachelor party?
Yeah.
And party?
Honestly?
Honestly?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Would you tell him no, or would you just, if that would be like an internal thing?
That's what I'm trying to understand. Like, am I going to keep that to myself and try to take this opportunity as a growing and forgiving moment, or would I just be like, no, you can't go?
Man, y'all know me right now. I don't trust nobody.
I know.
I don't care if they cheated or not. You're not having no bachelorette party.
That's hard.
I'm an extremely jealous person at times. I would feel like he kind of, yes, you can tell him he cannot have a bachelor party. I think that's, and I realize he didn't cheat on you, but I feel like if it makes you comfortable, he should say fine.
Yeah, and you know? I think too, it's because he was married, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like this happened when he was 16 or 20 and he was just dating somebody and you're growing up and you cheat on somebody and you make a mistake. Like, I get that he married young, but he was still married and did that. So I feel like, you know, in this marriage now, I can see why that would make you feel uncomfortable. And yeah, you know what? Yeah, tell him. We'll tell him right now. He can't go.
Give us his number. We'll call him up on the line.
We'll tell him.
We'll tell him straight up. 410-583-1065. Lillian's on the 95. Good morning, Lillian.
This is Leslie.
Oh, Leslie. Sorry, Leslie. A lot of L's this morning.
I have two thoughts on this. The first is that if she doesn't feel comfortable, then she absolutely has the right to say that she doesn't feel comfortable.
Okay.
And explain that to him and say, you know, I don't think you should go and this is why. However, from experience, if she can't let it go that this happened, that this is something that she did, then she should not marry him.
Why do you say from experience? What happened?
I've been in a relationship where I was cheated on before and needed couples therapy and I did individual therapy and everything like that. And the most important thing I learned from that was that if you couldn't move on from it, then you shouldn't stay in the relationship. Because holding it over their head your entire relationship is just going to make both of you upset.
No,
it's going to grind on your relationship.
Yes.
And it will always be there.
It's true. But I'll also say, you know, in her defense, that it's not like it's, you don't go to Vegas every day. You know what I mean? This isn't something I feel like, but then again, I see the other way. So, like, what other things are going to pop up, right? Like, oh, I don't want you to do this because it's, it's kind of a slippery slope, right? Lisa from Eldersburg, there she goes. Hey, what do you think about this whole situation?
Do not tell him not to have a bachelor party. That is the wrong way to start off your marriage.
Okay.
And what? But what? I mean, can't you see? And I get it, we all have a past, right? But I think our past, our own, I don't know obviously what all Lillian went through, but obviously there's some insecurity here with infidelity, right?
Yes.
Which, with most people. If she knows it happened in the past, can't she say it makes her uncomfortable and, like, let's just maybe plan something else? Not Vegas? Can't she just be like, not Vegas?
Yeah.
Like somewhere else?
Yeah.
You can have the conversation of that makes me feel uncomfortable but you can't constantly, you know, judge people based on their past because you'll never move beyond it.
Are you speaking from experience, Lisa? Like, have you been in the situation?
No, not infidelity, but I've been with my husband we've been married for almost 13 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you try to just say no and not explain it and you don't let them have something for them, there's no telling what he wanted to do in Vegas. He might just want to hang with the boys.
Right, hang with the boys. Go to church, Jess. We don't know what he's going to do. There could be a Christian retreat we don't even know about. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah, you're right.
It's Vegas. They don't call it Faithful City for nothing. You know what I mean? Kramer and Jess. So backstory really quick, in case you're just joining us for group therapy, is listener Lillian, it's not her real name, by the way, she is saying, listen, I'm getting remarried. My fiance wants to, when things get, you know, when things clear up a little bit, wants to go to Vegas to have a bachelor party.
Yes.
Which, I mean, in theory, not the worst idea. Problem is this is his second marriage. First marriage, had an affair. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I don't know that I feel comfortable now with him doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Lisa, what do you think?
I think he may have touched on it when I was on hold. I couldn't hear. But he's already been married, so why does he even need a bachelor party?
That's true.
Do you only get one? Do you only get one bachelor party? Is that how it works, women, in your heads?
Yeah,
you get one?
The second one, just being with your friends or just
do something low key. I mean, why
that's
do
funny.
You say
yeah.
She's like, nah.
We've been here before already, baby. This means business.
One
now.
And done.
We
one and done.
No more.
Now, okay, hang on. Yeah. What happens? What if he didn't have a bachelor party the first time around? You know, we don't know that.
Well, he's already been married, so he's not a bachelor. I mean, I guess he is a bachelor right now, but I just don't think it's necessary.
That's funny.
Yeah, something's not adding up here. Something's not adding up, you know?
That's awesome.
That's true. Hey, thank you for calling us. Have a great week. Happy Monday.
Thanks. Hi.
410-583-1065. Jess, I'd love to talk to somebody that has been in this exact spot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Where someone cheated on you and your husband and your wife cheated on you in the past. And, like, does that give you the upper hand to be able to call that shot of, like, hey, you know,
yeah.
You did it. It's obviously something you're capable of. Then can you put your foot down on that? 410-583-1065. Michelle in Eldersburg, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, what do you think about this?
I am wondering why everyone is putting the responsibility on her.
Okay, oh. Explain.
The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior, and he's telling her he's going to Las Vegas for a bachelor party.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, but Michelle, are you kind of like, it should have been on him to be like, this is something I would like to do, but knowing that this has been an issue in our relationship, is this something that you're comfortable with? You think he should have done that, like, right from the beginning?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's true.
Speaking from the voice of experience, I was the second marriage from a man who cheated on his first wife, who ended up cheating on me, who ended up subsequently being married a third time, cheated on his third wife.
So you think that he should just basically straight up be like, I shouldn't go do this because I have cheated in the past?
I think so.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough.
Or he should at least check with her and say, hey, how do you feel about this?
Okay.
Now,
Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
Yeah, man. Monday, too. What's up, 6 o'clock club? How we living? How we feeling?
Hey.
Who's got some good news to share with us this morning? I'm sure there's somebody in the 6 o'clock club that's got something. They're just like just dying to tell somebody.
Anything. It could be big or small. Anything at all.
We want to be that person.
Just tell us.
That rhymes.
We care.
We do care. We totally care. 410-583-1065. Shoot us a text. First thing this morning, if you're listening, especially though, if you got some good news to share with the group, okay?
Yeah.
Jess, what's up?
Carrie is so very good morning. Veronica, Lori, Steph Rowe, Human Highlighter, Sherry. Who else is up with us this morning? Sarah and Stu. Who else is up? Christine RN, Lisa G, Hope Floats, another Lisa. Hello, Eric the Carpenter, Magic Mike, Big HM, and the Kinder Care ladies, Karen and Amber.
Good to see you guys. I don't know how you're feeling on Mondays. I always say that Tuesdays are harder than Mondays. Mondays to me, it's like I've used the weekend to get rested, so like I'm feeling good. Tuesday's a little bit harder for me.
I like Mondays, honestly. But it's just the first hour and a half. I have a hard time seeing out of my eyes and talking. So
I slept in. Well, I stayed up till 1 o'clock. I was up till 1 on Saturday, and I'm like, I'm in trouble.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was playing video games.
On Saturday?
Exciting. Yeah.
That's the weekend. That's what the weekend's for.
No, I can't get off schedule that much. I'll be totally messed up on days like this.
Oh.
So I'm a little groggy, but apparently Maryland is one of the states that deals with Monday the best.
Hey!
They went through Google, and they looked at Mondays, and they were looking for phrases like, why am I so tired, or like, calling in sick, or new jobs, things people are searching on Monday, right?
Yes.
Maryland, though, one of the top 10 fewest bad searches on a Monday.
It's all about what you speak into existence. You know, you can't say all the negative stuff. Just be like, I'm good. I'm going to have a good day today. Even if you don't feel like it, if you say it enough, it's going to happen.
Let's have a good day, then.
Yes.
Tell you he's not having a good day today.
I don't know. Here he goes.
Tiger Woods. No,
hey!
I
don't want to talk about this. I don't want to do him like this.
I watched the Tiger documentary on HBO Max.
Because I told him to.
On Jess's recommendation. I never would have. That doesn't seem like something that would interest me.
Really? Well, it's dramatic.
Yeah.
That's why I told you to watch it. I know you're not like into that stuff, but that thing was so drama. I was like, oh, I know who needs to watch this right now.
If you have HBO Max, that man.
Don't watch it late at night. It gives you anxiety.
That man. It's the whole thing. It's two episodes. So it takes probably, 2 hours, 2.5 hours to get through. It's a long time.
I don't want to talk about it.
But like, God, that man was.
What?
Very infidelous, if that's a word.
I know.
He had many of the women's.
We know.
On the sides. But like, can you be mad at him?
Whoa. I don't think this is the.
I always say
I
this.
I don't like where you're going with this, mister.
No, if I'm ever Tiger Woods famous.
Okay.
if I'm Tiger Woods famous, I could see why I feel like I could get away with that. Not that he should have done it. Mm-hmm. It's terrible, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's married. You shouldn't do that. But I can see, like, in his head, mm-hmm. he's hanging out with Michael Jordan. He's in Vegas. He's like, yeah, I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm drinking. Like,
I feel the opposite. I almost think if you are that famous, of course you're going to get caught.
Yeah,
of course
right.
you are, player. Right. You think right. these, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. That's what she said.
Just very defensive of Tiger Woods.
I hate the whole situation. It broke my heart when I remember, because my dad is like the number one Tiger fan.
Yeah.
So Tiger was a hero in our home.
Yeah.
So when that stuff broke, I remember crying. Me and my dad were both crying on the couch together.
We're
like, no, Tiger, no.
All right, let's get the show started. 410-583-1065. Give you a shout out. Let us know if you got some good news going on this morning. Jess, Baltimore top three here in a couple seconds.
It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Let's go. Number three.
Snow is on the way between 4 and 10 p.m. tonight. We will see snow arriving with sleet mixing in Baltimore and Baltimore County. We'll see the snow and sleet from southwest to northeast between 6 and 9 p.m. But if you're in southern Maryland, you're looking at a mainly like rainy situation, not much snow going on over there. But the change over to freezing rain is expected as midnight hits into Tuesday. The cold air did chill the roads over the weekend, though. So slick roads and hazardous traveling conditions can be expected Monday night through Tuesday morning. So be careful.
This time tomorrow, yeah, we'll be like, man, this sucks.
Yeah,
you
so
know?
Just
it's
take
kinda slushy out there.
Yeah, take your time on the road.
Yep.
Number two.
Broadcasting legend Larry King has passed away. King passed away Saturday morning at a Los Angeles hospital in California. It was revealed that he was actually battling COVID-19. However, his actual cause of death has not been released yet. He was 87 years old. King's incredible career spanned 6 decades in television, radio, and digital media. He was born in New York in 1933. He grew up in Brooklyn and got his start in broadcasting in Miami in the 50s. And Larry King Live was on CNN from 1985 through 2010.
The day I go into a studio saying I've asked all the questions and I've heard all the answers is the day I gotta quit. And instead of goodbye, how about so long?
Dude's legendary, man. My dad used to watch Larry King Live. That's like my first recollection of like news on television was from Larry King.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So nobody asked better questions. Him and Howard Stern, I would say the best two interviewers.
Yeah.
Most inquisitive minds, you know, so he'll be missed for sure.
Number one.
Someone in Michigan has won the $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot. Nobody knows who it is yet, but they have 1 year to claim their prize. Mega Millions says there was only one winner of Friday's jackpot, which was the second largest in Mega Millions history and the third largest in U.S. history. But 10 other people did match 5 of the 6 winning numbers to win at least $1 million. The winning numbers were 4, 26, 42, 50, and 60 with the Mega Ball of 24. If the winner takes the immediate cash payout, they're looking at a net $739.6 million before taxes.
I feel like they're trying to stun on us. You know, last week we were like, man, somebody in Maryland won $970 million or whatever. Now, like, we got $1 billion.
Yeah.
Boom!
I don't care. Do you, y'all. Do you.
Why do you sound angry about that?
I don't know. I'm kind of mad about it.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
Jess hates the lottery.
I don't like it.
Did something happen?
I think...
Is there trauma? Is there lottery trauma?
You know what it is? It's because every day I would be with my dad and he would go get a lottery ticket and he would go buy one, but like I couldn't get a candy bar and here he is, this man wasting his money. We never won anything and like I couldn't get candy though. For sure. I see how it is.
That's what it is.
It is. And
with Jess,
there's
always some kind of trauma, some ridiculous trauma behind it.
No, I understand.
On, you know?
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Trending on Twitter this morning.
Oh, no, no.
We're going to start with the sad music this morning, man.
I'm also more emotional in the morning.
I know.
I don't know why.
This is a perfect topic for you, but I found this really interesting. I want you to be a part of this conversation.
Okay.
410-583-1065. What movie makes you cry, no matter how many times you've seen it?
All of them? Okay.
What? Movie makes you cry.
Oh, man.
No matter how many times that you've seen it. Okay? And like, you know, you just need a good cry. You're feeling emotional that day.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to pop in, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Now, the person that tweeted this originally gave 4 movies. And I'm dead on with all these. Number 1, Apollo 13. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Number two, The Green Mile. Have you seen Green Mile?
Oh. Oh, geez.
So emotional. Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, my goodness.
Number four is my number one. No matter what, I've seen this movie probably 10 times.
Yeah.
I should tell you a secret about this movie.
Okay.
Big Fish. Have you seen Big Fish?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
No, that one is heavy.
At the end, when he's taking the dad down to the river, I'm like, oh, my God. I'll tell you a secret about Big Fish, though, really quick.
Okay.
Big Fish is my go-to date cry movie.
So wait, hold on a second.
Two summers ago, I was going through like a phase, a dating phase, post-divorce.
Yeah.
And like any time that I
wanted to cry,
I'd like want to be like a sensitive guy.
Oh, so you used it to your advantage?
I would turn on. I swear to you,
that is sick.
I probably watched it 10 times.
Don't do that to Big Fish. Oh no,
Jess, what are we missing? Movies that make you cry.
Okay,
no matter how many times you've seen them, and you too. 410-583-1065.
What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams.
Oh yes,
that makes me cry hard.
Yep.
Like ugly cry.
So
every
passionate.
Time, every time I watch Moana, when she sees the grandma that turns into the stingray, and she knows that her grandma is with her always. I've seen that movie so many times.
I've never seen Moana before. I know it. I've seen every Disney movie, not Moana.
You need to see it because it's like, how far will I go? You will go so far, and you can go so far. Now, so that one makes me cry every time.
You should know this. Jess is an extremely sensitive person, so you can probably
take much.
Name any
commercials.
Movie.
Yeah, there's commercials that make me cry.
All right, let me give you one.
Okay.
A Star is Born.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, you probably
I
were
I was depressed
like,
for days in
yeah,
that movie,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
Give me one.
P.S. I Love You makes me cry.
Never saw P.S. I Love You.
Who? What is wrong
what
with
you? What is that one about?
It's what is her name? Hilary Swank. And, like, her husband passes away, and then she finds all these letters, and then she goes to, like, where he's from in Ireland, and it's just, like... It is heavy.
I don't think I saw that. No, actually, I did. It's been a while, though. Yeah, it's
yes.
older. Yeah. Okay.
What else makes me cry? Forrest Gump makes me cry.
Yeah, that's
every
surprisingly
time.
Emotional. I think it's going to be a comedy,
Tom
but it's
Hanks
not.
Tom Hanks makes me cry.
This is like the first movie that I can remember that truly made me emotional. Jess, name this movie.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Name
oh
it.
My, oh, my name goodness.
It.
Stop it.
Back when we used to like Mel Gibson.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Braveheart. Oh, my God. I remember I was a kid. I was like, oh.
I thought that
what's
was
this feeling? What's this feeling?
Different.
What'd you think it
I
was?
I don't even know.
Flubber.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. I only watch Disney movies and, like, rom-coms.
If it ain't Disney, it's not for Jess.
Yeah, I don't want
Name
it.
Another one that makes you sad, personally. Anything else that just comes to mind?
That makes me cry.
Well, you were saying before Soul, which just came
the
out.
The Disney movie Soul. Everyone needs to watch that. I ugly cried to that because it's going to make you really think about your life.
I didn't cry, but I was, like, for 4 days, like, who am I as a human.
That's what I mean.
I don't know who I am.
My eyes are watering just
here?
Thinking about
I know.
It.
I feel that one.
It's so good.
410-583-1065. Some texts.
Okay, Armageddon. Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Toy Story. Yes. Yes. When Andy leaves, that messes me up.
A lot of people on Twitter saying Toy Story as well.
The Notebook. Yes.
Yep.
Forrest Gump. Yes. Coco.
Yep. Coco, I cried in the theaters,
yes.
And probably, I don't think I've seen it since then, but probably would again.
Good Will Hunting, yes.
Yep, truth.
A lot of Notebooks right here. A
lot of Notebooks, I feel that. Caroline from Essex, come on, give us a movie you'll cry no matter how many times you've seen this movie, you cry every damn time.
Oh my God, I Am Sam.
Oh.
I don't think I've seen I Am Sam.
I remember. Who's the lead actor in that?
It's Sean Penn.
Yeah, okay, okay. I see it now in my head. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he's physically, like, challenged, and he winds up getting, like, this drug addict girl who has problems pregnant, and she has his baby, and through the whole movie, he tries to, you know, get custody of the baby. Oh, my God. I had a box of tissue between my legs, and I cried the whole time.
Yes.
Every damn tissue coming out. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, that is
isn't that crazy?
Movie.
Even, like, when you know it's coming, too, because you've seen it. But you still, yeah, it's
that
just...
That one and Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias,
oh,
for
no.
sure. For sure.
Yes,
yep.
with
yep.
Julia Roberts.
Don't get me started.
Mm-mm.
Don't
yep.
get me started on it. Laura, what a heavy Monday topic to come in with.
I know,
sorry about
why?
That.
Right?
On Monday, we bring my mom on for something called Mom's Monday Motivation, in case you're new. My mom and I do a podcast together called Certified Mama's Boy. Some people like it. It's been known to be okay, right? Yeah. So let's bring her. Hi, Mom. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can we say and do to get us pumped up and motivated for the week?
Okay, so last week was the anniversary of the first notification of COVID.
Oh, wow. Was it really?
It's been a year. It was. Wow. It's been a year. Jeez. Not since we shut down, but since we first knew about it, right?
Yeah.
And since the first case was identified in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So I know that we all have COVID fatigue.
Totally.
So the cure to that is to be optimistic and to keep an optimistic attitude. Mm-hmm. So the quote I want to share today from Noam Chomsky is, "Optimism is a strategy for making a better future. Because unless you believe that the future can be better, you're unlikely to step up and take responsibility for making it so."
Yeah.
So, still a new year, right?
Yeah. I think I feel like every week we've said that. It's still a new year. There's still time.
Still a new year.
Still going to be okay. We're fine.
It's still January. Is it still January? It's still January.
Still January.
Yes.
Still January. Been a very long January, but yes,
it has.
Still January. I mean, I think it's all it is. We have to be part of the future, right? We have to be part of the future that we're going to create.
Yeah.
And that really comes down to how do you want it to be? And how are you, right, how are you willing to act in the interim to get to where you want to be? And it's not just COVID. I felt it. I'm feeling it. I'm starting to feel it. I think now that it's cold out and we're kind of like locked indoors anyway, and like I'm ready for spring. Not just the season of spring, but like the idea of spring, right? Yeah. A new season rolling over when it comes to COVID. But like, what are we doing? You know, like if we want to get things back to normal, what are we doing? What is the optimism that we're going to have that by, you know, the faster that we do our things, if it's get the vaccine, if it's get the wear your mask, social distance, you know the rules.
Then
how fast can we turn this thing back around? Can we be optimistic to say by summer this can be back to what we expect it to be?
Well, we're certainly hoping by the fall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
You know, for sure, but we have to wait for herd immunity. So I want to encourage everyone to get the vaccine.
Don't let my mom down, man. You can't let my sweet mom down. If she says get the vaccine.
That's right. I got my first dose this week.
I know. She's out there. That senior citizen group, man. She knocked it out.
That's it.
All right. Be optimistic, man. Going into this week, everybody, be really optimistic about the future that you want to create. And I like that. And if you want to go check out Certified Mama's Boy, it's our podcast, by the way. You need to know that answer for question number 5, I think, for Mega Prize Minute this week. So, or 4.
You just better know it.
You better know. My mom's my co-host. Yes. Go get it on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, Mom. Love you.
Love you forever.
It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number 3.
Sponsored by Stevenson University. Make an on-campus or virtual visit today. Go to stevenson.edu/visit-su.
Sorry.
Number 3.
Snow is on the way. Between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. tonight, we will see snow arriving with sleet mixing in. So in Baltimore and Baltimore County, we'll see the snow and sleet from the southwest to northeast between 6 to 9 p.m. Ooh, yeah.
Feels different, right?
Yeah. If you're in Southern Maryland, you're looking at mainly a rain situation, not so much snow over there. The change over to freezing rain is expected as midnight hits into Tuesday. The cold air did chill the roads over the weekend, so they're going to be slick and hazardous traveling conditions, so just make sure you're careful. A winter weather advisory has been listed for Carroll, Cecil, Howard, Montgomery, Frederick, Baltimore, Harvard, and Washington County. Also, a winter storm warning has also been issued for Garrett and Allegheny County.
WBAL posted a picture of a snowstorm that happened, I think, in 2016.
Yes.
There's like 29 inches of snow.
That was the last time it was like the most snow
a
that we've ever
snow.
Gotten here.
We're not getting that, but that's like, that's capable here.
I know.
You know, because Jess and I have only lived through the snowstorm of, what, last month, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Yes, early December.
And everyone's like, y'all are cute.
We were like, everyone bunker down.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a snow globe
snow
in real life.
Apocalypse is here.
Yeah, I know.
Number 2.
Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs will face off against 43-year-old Tom Brady in the Tampa Bay Bucks for the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 7th. Brady and Mahomes last met in the playoffs in the AFC Championship in January 2019 when the 6-time Super Bowl champ was with the New England Patriots. Brady and New England came out on top before winning Super Bowl 53, but Mahomes and the Chiefs won Super Bowl last year, 54. The two teams will now meet in Tampa with the Bucks on their own field. Also, 22,000 fans will be allowed to attend Super Bowl 55, and 7,500 of them will be vaccinated healthcare workers that were given free tickets.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. First time that a NFL team has ever played the Super Bowl on their own home turf. You know what I mean?
Good for them. That's
you
cool.
like that little football knowledge I get there for you, Jess?
Nice.
Who am I over here?
I know.
Number one.
Chick-fil-A has added another spicy chicken sandwich to the menu, and this time it's on the healthier side. Starting today, Chick-fil-A is adding a grilled spicy chicken deluxe sandwich to their menu for a limited time only. So this is what it has. So the sandwich is grilled chicken marinated in a spicy seasoning served on a toasted multi-grain bun with Colby Jack cheese, lettuce, tomato, and also an optional creamy cilantro lime sauce.
There you go.
I want to try that.
Yeah. I've gone down the worst rabbit hole ever this morning. I want to bring you with me because now I'm in so deep.
Tell me.
I need somebody to pull me out of this.
Tell me.
Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess, good morning. You know, I just have you'll just click on one thing, it takes you to another, to another. You just start learning. All of a sudden, you're learning about astrophysics. You're like, how did I even get here in the first place?
Every day of my life.
Well, today is National Bubble Wrap Day. Okay?
Ooh.
You know, that fun stuff. I know it's for, packing, but how gratifying is it to, get a nice piece of bubble
Best
wrap?
Best thing ever created, honestly. Top five.
So I could have stopped there, right, and just been like, all right, that's cool, whatever. Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day, to be exact. By the way, just a quick backstory of bubble wrap. It's created in 1956.
Oh, cool.
And it was actually first used to keep shower curtains together.
Oh.
But then they were like, oh, wait, this could actually be something cooler. And then they used it for wrapping stuff. So
yeah.
That's what you know to say. But, okay, that's where I started, okay? And then I wanted to find just a bubble wrap sound effect so
yes.
we can kind of talk about it. Then I realized that, the sound of bubble wrap is like a thing for people.
No, it is. It's the best thing ever.
Let me just play this in the background. It's like people would get genuine satisfaction.
It's the best.
From hearing the crinkling, the popping, and the tapping of bubble wrap. Some people say they actually sleep to the sound of bubble wrap. Yeah, it's crazy, right? So what it is, it's an autonomous sensory it's basically called ASMR.
Oh, duh. ASMR.
Which is a euphoric experience characterized by a tingling sensation on the skin.
Yes.
And there's all kinds of them.
I love watching ASMR videos on YouTube. I don't know why, but I love it.
I started with that one, right? But there's plenty more. You want to go over a couple other ones that are people get into when it comes to this ASMR stuff?
Yeah.
Rain? This is leaves blowing in the wind.
Oh, I love that. Why did I like that?
That would make you feel some kind of way?
Yeah. Ooh, I'm tingly.
This one is, forest after the rain. So it's just slowing down, okay?
Aww.
Some people like the sound of barbershop haircuts. They get into this. The sound.
Yes.
Ooh, it's making me feel all kind of certain ways. We're talking about these ASMRs, which is just, I don't even know how to describe it.
It's just sound is super enhanced.
It makes you
tingly.
Almost, tingly and entranced.
Yeah.
Into it. Whispering is one that people get into.
That's what I do with my mini mic on my Instagram. Just whisper.
Sorry, you can't. You can't let that one go.
What's this? Is this someone's nails on something?
This is whispering.
Why am I freaking out? You're making me crazy.
I don't know if this is fun to do on the radio or not.
I feel like ASMR is like catnip for people.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy.
How about in honor of today, a heavy snowstorm? People like to hear the sound. And I'll give you one more ASMR, okay?
Okay.
And that is a...
What's this?
Cat purring. Some people they'll go to sleep with this playing in the background over and over and over again.
Purring has healing powers. Don't you forget
Going
it.
Going back to Friday's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, that made me feel some kind of way on Monday,
Why am
man.
I sweating?
I don't know. I feel embarrassed and blushing over here. Can a man be too nice? Too nice. I think I got Jess all on her head now.
Yes, you did.
I'll explain here in just a couple of seconds. First, Lisa, hi, what's up?
I was just wondering if you guys recapped on what happened to that girl, that ex Kramer from, she was in Virginia?
Oh, no. So I just said a little bit, we had a group therapy scheduled for this morning, so I couldn't talk about it. Tomorrow I will, though, at 7:40.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome.
In case you weren't here on Friday, basically I said that there was a girl that I had dated like 2 years ago in California. We went on a couple of dates. Jess even met her, said she was great, right? And then she just disappeared. She ghosted me pretty much, just out of nowhere. Then, randomly, last week, I get a text from her saying, hey, I'm in Virginia. Do you want to meet up while I'm here? And then I'm like, cool, how about Saturday? And then she never said another word back to me. Like, nothing happened. Just to give you a quick heads up, nothing happened. Wait, until I woke up this morning, and at 12:10 last night, she texts me. And I'm like,
oh, that is so strange.
What?
I think,
no.
So
tomorrow, like 7:40, we'll talk about it, okay?
Oh, awesome. Oh, great. All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good one. Go with my theory here. Is it bad if a guy is being too nice in a relationship?
Why?
Because I think Jess felt really good. She came in feeling all pumped up about a relationship.
I was very happy.
Hey, tell them what they told me last week and your excitement of this.
So I was confiding in my dear friend Kramer and was just telling him how thankful I was to my boyfriend Garage Boy because lately, he's just been doing these things like out of nowhere. I didn't even ask him. And it's just been kind of like a surprise where I'll wake up in the morning. We get up around the same time, but he gets up maybe like 30 minutes before me. And he's been making me breakfast. And he's been like putting toothpaste on my toothbrush. And he's just been going out of his way. Like when he does things for himself in the morning, he'll like also put my stuff out too and puts out my vitamins. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, he cares about my health. Like I just thought it was so, so sweet. And I was really happy and excited about it. And so I was telling Kramer about it.
And I said, oh Lord.
And he has me questioning my entire existence
now.
Here we go. Why?
Tell me if I'm wrong. But if out of nowhere, your man starts doing nice things for you, I just think there's trouble.
Why?
I just think there's trouble. Now, let me give you a backstory on Jess's relationship with Garage Boy. They've been together for
over a year now.
Over a year. Okay, yes. This is like where things start to get comfortable. But then out of nowhere, this man starts like shaping up.
Yeah.
Like he starts doing all this nice stuff for her.
Just out of the kindness of his heart.
And I've had enough female friends and even guy friends to know that when they're guilty of something or they're feeling bad about something, that's when they shape up. I don't think guys shape up for no reason whatsoever.
I don't
no
think
guy,
he's being a kind person.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think people wake up and instantly are like, you know what I'm going to do?
Why?
I'm going to go get the vitamins for my sweetheart and lay them out and then walk into our chambers and put out a toothbrush and put a nice streak of toothpaste on her brush.
What's wrong with that?
So that her dental hygiene is higher than ever. If a guy's being too nice, something to worry about. I genuinely want to ask that question this morning.
Fine.
Because Jess doesn't see it. Jess sees it when her man does something nice.
I'm thankful that he's being nice.
You're thankful.
Yes.
And like if it was a one-off thing, I'd say if he brought flowers, that's nice. Okay? But the fact that every move throughout the day, he's being nicer and different now?
Why not?
Is there anything to worry about? If your man starts to do nice things out of nowhere, is there something to worry about? Now, I want to talk to people that have been married for a long time with this. Because maybe I'm wrong. I'll take the blame if I'm wrong, but I guarantee you 99% of calls that will come through right now are going to say, Jess, if your man is out of nowhere doing nice things for you.
Are you sure?
99% of calls right now. 410-583-1065. Jess is new. She's a year into this. I'm the divorce guy over here, okay?
Yeah, you are.
I know how these things go. 410-583-1065. Stephanie from Baltimore, good morning.
This is Holly.
Hi. So it's Holly. Wait, who's Holly on two? Holly. Sorry, yeah. Holly. Holly.
Hi.
Tell Jess this theory is correct.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I have been married 25 years.
25, mm-hmm. Jess. And?
When we first started dating, yes, you know, okay, be nice. But if you come home and you start being nice for no reason, multiple times. And just because, there's something going on.
Do you think we're all just like, we're all jaded and we don't believe in stuff anymore? Or is that how we all feel now?
No, because, I mean, every now and then is nice. Like he said before, flowers.
Sure.
Hey, I'm thinking of you. Here's some flowers, but toothpaste on toothbrush.
And
things that are just not normal. Something's wrong.
Okay.
Something's wrong.
Okay.
Jess, 25 years, right?
Yes.
Yes.
25 years, Jess.
Married woman.
Jess has been together for 1 year. And I'm, as a friend, just a tad worried. If he is acting up, do we need to know about it now?
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
This is Stephanie, right?
Yes.
Stephanie.
Yeah. Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Good morning. If a guy is acting too nice, there's something going on,
is
right?
Is this true?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to play devil's advocate with this one. I've been with my husband for 7 years, and I know that, I don't know, like, if I tend to do things that, like, if I don't mean to do them or intentionally do them, but I do things that make him really happy or something that, like, helps him in some type of way.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an act of service, and he feels like he has to, like, reciprocate. You know what I mean? Like, oh, wow,
totally.
He did this great thing. Like, oh, my gosh, let me do this for her to make her day easier.
Sure.
And I know that, like, me and my husband, like, when I was going through school and stuff, he would, like, oh, wow, she's trying to go through school and yada, yada, yada. So he would help me, you know, like, get breakfast together, get all my stuff, get the house cleaned up and everything. That way when I came from home from school, it would make my life easier.
Right.
So when I saw him do that, I was like, oh, my God, maybe I should do that, too.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Maybe there's something on your end you're doing that's probably making him happy and want to show you that he appreciates you and wants to make your day easier. So
that's what I think.
Okay.
That's what I think, too.
Okay.
I think it's like teamwork.
But it's also only been a year, though. So
that's true.
Leave your guard up a little bit.
Leave your guard up.
Any man
that's nice is trouble. I'm telling you. Like, and Jess, nothing changed, right? Literally, you just woke up one day and he's like, let me do all these nice things for you.
Well,
and I'm
I mean, what? Kind of, but I also go to what, like, Stephanie is bringing up. Like, I do stuff too, so I almost think, like, maybe he's thinking he should do stuff since I do things as well.
Sarah from the great state of Maryland. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're well, thank you.
I'm not okay, Sarah. I'm not, honestly. Can you talk to me through this?
All right, so I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer, but I've been in my relationship through ups, downs, highs, lows, great, you know, whatever, for 15 years.
Yeah.
And I can tell you from experience, you know, you go through something in a relationship and then you have to get over it.
Sure.
My hubby was acting the same way, and I'm just like, hold up.
Mm-hmm. He's acting real nice, right? Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Real nice.
Out of nowhere.
And what was the truth? Was there something, was he doing something bad?
He was trying to.
Okay.
And then I caught him before it got, you know, whatever. But we got over it, and, you know, we have two kids, we have a house.
Yeah.
You know, you can get over things.
Yes.
You just have to...
Okay. But knowing what you know now, and you know, young Jess getting into this relationship game, she's young, she's 28 years old.
Yeah.
Like, does she need to be concerned if out of nowhere her boyfriend is doing nice, like, and not like one nice thing, but multiple nice things, you think?
I feel like it's a year in, so you guys should still be like funky and fresh. And, you know,
funky.
Still
Yes, we're very spunky.
Maybe.
Right now.
Okay.
Yes.
410-583-1065. Call us up. Sheila in Baltimore. Come on, go with my theory here. If a guy's being too nice, there's something going on.
Okay, I'm going with both of you. Kramer, I'm going with you because I was married for 17 years.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And if my ex-husband would have started doing things nice, I knew something was up.
Okay.
I knew he screwed up. He messed up.
Okay.
Now,
you'd be going through a phone.
Said,
yep.
I've been with my boyfriend now for about a year. And if he does something nice, I don't even think that way. I just think... sometimes we are jaded if we've been in a bad relationship, but I don't think that is the case for everybody. And I think depending on the person, they are just genuinely doing something nice because they love you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. See, that's good to see. So, you know, I got burned in a marriage before,
thank you,
so
Sheila.
I'm obviously a little more
scorned.
You know, a little scorn in the situation.
Very scorned.
I always know when nice things happen, problems follow it.
Yes.
No, but it's good to see. But you've seen both sides of it. Like, so it could be true, but it could also not be true because they're only a year in. So, okay. All right. I see that. Thank you so much for calling us.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.